here on the mezuzah. This is an example of what is called Malacha a Hekesh, where two items are brought right next to each other, and Malacha, the tradition is that therefore they're to be compared. And based on this, in source number two, the Gemara learns the concept of Ukshaftem Ukhtaftem, that the one who is obligated in Kshira can do the Ktiva. The one who is obligated to put on tefillin, and that are menfolk, they can do the writing. Okay, now, so you have Ukshaftem Ukhtaftem, so the writing of the mezuzah, and two of the parts of the mezuzah appear in tefillin. So essentially, the Gemara understands that the mezuzah, tefillin, and a sefer Torah, that's where you get stam, sefer stam, stand, a sofer is called a sofer stam. Stam stands for sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzah. Okay? So the sofer, for those three parshiot, that's what the Gemara says, has to be someone who's obligated, and by rabbinic law, the extension is, or who believes in the writing of Sefer Torah and Mitzvah. Biblically, it's only one, it says, Ukshat and Ukhtaftim. If you're obligated, you're right. But Chazal extended it to a Messiah, to anybody who is beyond the pale Jewishly. An apostate, one who denies, doesn't believe in Torah, and those who are not obligated, which are like non-Jews, and women, and children, none of those can, since they're not obligated to fill it, they cannot write for it. Okay. Now the fundamental question begins, what is this pasuk treating, what is this halakha teaching us? It seemingly teaches us just that, shat muktaftim, that if you're not obligated, you can't write. But is it teaching us something perhaps more fundamental? Okay, and the Rabbeinu Tam, in source number four, maintains yes. Rabbeinu Tam maintains it's not teaching us just that if you're not involved in that mitzvah, therefore you can't write. It's teaching us if you cannot not obligated in that mitzvah, you can't have, and you're essentially out of that mitzvah. What does that mean? Let's read source number four, because it's a fundamental source. Kol sheyeshna b'kshira yeshna b'ktiva. That's what the Gemara says. Mikan omer Rabbeinu Tam, the ain't isha ogedet lulav, that a woman can't tie up the lulav. Because if she's not obligated lulav, right? Because what do we learn? We learn, says Rabbeinu Tam, from Ukshat and Ukhtaftim. Who can write the tefillin? One obligated in tefillin. If you're not obligated, you can't write. Says Rabbeinu Tam, well, let's extend this principle. If you're not, what? The Rabbeinu Tam seems to understand that the reason why you can't write tefillin is because you're not obligated in tefillin. So if you're out of that mitzvah, you're out. So if you're out of lulav, you can't put the lulav together. If you're out of tzitzis, you can't make tzitzis. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Mikan amar Rabbeinu Tam, de'eini she'ogedet lulav ve'oset tzitzit, source number four, in that first line, kiman de'lo mifkida, but she's not commanded. It says Tosvot, ve'ein nireh. It doesn't seem to me. Why? Da'a. Since the Gemara in the beginning of called Tchelek, that Tchelek in Menacha, says what? Tzitzit bo v'kechavim, it excludes of the kechavim, non-Jews, from making tzitzit. Didaresh b'nei Yisrael, right? Didaresh b'nei Yisrael, v'amata alem asuram tzitzit. The Gemara says b'nei Yisrael, to exclude what? B'nei Yisrael v'asu v'lo v'avarim kechavim. Michlal di Shaksha, the only thing that the Gemara excludes is non-Jews. Doesn't say anything about it. Va'amrina nami sukat ben bach. Now that's source number three, which I skipped, but we learned it last 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that a sukkah built by women is perfectly kosher. So if you, Rabbeinu Tam, say that if you're not obligated in the mitzvah, then you can't have it, then how come the Gemara says that a woman can build a sukkah? Right? V'amrina nami sukkah gan bach, which is goy, nashim, behimah, kutim, mikomadom. Right? Kshera, prepare come with a sukkah. So it says this, so what is the summary? V'davka v'sefer Torah t'vilu mezuzot, Dichtiv Ukshatim Uchtaftim Dachshinachim. No, only by these three. Sefer Torah Tefillin and Mezuzah we have observed the Ketuv, Ukshatim Uchtaftim, women can't write those things. But that's it. No, you can't. There's no principle here. It's a Gzerat HaKadum Sefer Torah. But it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there because, for instance, in source number 5, the Maharam in Rutenberg states that women shouldn't write, shouldn't make tzitzit. Now there too, there's resistance. The Mordechai who says the Maharam in Rutenberg says, no, that can't be. There's only lechatchila because of Ganbach. Because the sukkah, women can make sukkah. This seems to be the tension all the time. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch number 7, it's number 6 says a woman can't write 7 Torah Tefillin Mezuzot. Look at source number 7. Tzitzit shasan eino yehudi pasul, v'nanjur me tzitzit is pasul, d'chtir, daber b'nei Yisrael, la'afuke eino yehudi. To exclude a non-Jew. V'ishan, shirat yisrael. So Rabbi Yosef Karo comes to the conclusion, it's perfectly all right for women to make tzitzit. Because what does Kshatim Uchtaftim teach me? Only exclusion of writing Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzot. Hagav, now comes the Ramah, and the Ramah says what? V'yesh machmirin, and there are those who are stringent, v'hatzlich anashim she'asu otam, that only men should make the tzitzit. V'tol lasoken l'chatchila, it's best that you should act that way a priori. L'chatchila. Now, I hope you feel that the language is a little weak. He's not haskening in the sense, he's clearly saying that the tzitzis are kosher. But he seems to be saying, you know, since there is a major opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, and since the Maharam in Rutenberg, which is another major posek, also says you shouldn't make the women should do the tzitzis, the chavchila should be machmir, that women shouldn't make the tzitzis. Because not because you have these two pillars of Psak who nevertheless seem to hold on to this position that this Shartim Uchtaftim is teaching me more than just not right. Tell me an exclusion for the mitzvah person. Okay. We're making the tzitzit. Let's turn the page. Now, in source number 9 we read last week, the Aruch HaShulchan says that which the Ramah said, the Tov, Lahachmir, Lechatchila, he says that's a Chumrah Ba'am. That's a simple stringency to cover all bases. But Mitzaradin, if you're Mitzaradin, suppose the only one in this community who knows how to make tzitzis is a woman. Or suppose you don't have enough male power, to make tzitzis to supply for the community. Can you rely on them? The answer is yes. It's a chumrah. That is, if you have enough male power to make tzitzit for the needs of the community, it's property in the machmir. But if you're under pressure or there's something, then you don't have to be machmir. It's called a chumrah ba'alma. You want to cover all bases, and this happens often in halacha. There's some major dissenting opinions. You try to cover all bases. Now, let's turn now to source 11. Source 11 now, until this particular point, so essentially what would it seem that the halacha is? It would seem that fundamentally the halacha is that the only thing that is forbidden for women is what? Writing a Sefer Torah to the Mezuzah. That a woman can't be a soul. As far as, what about making tzitzit or making a sukkah? Mikamadin, there's no problem. Clearly, no one objects to women making sukkah, because that's the preferred gemara. So, as we're making tzitzit, there are some opinions, and therefore, it's proper to the chachila to be machmir, but it's only a chum. Clearly, only a chum. If a woman wants the word tzitzit, for example, and she wants to make her own talit katan, the halacha would be pretty clear that there's no fundamental problem. Now,
what happens in an era where there's no one to write a Sefer Torah and no men?
That's
no
woman
still
can. No, that's an achumah. That's an ikra. That's ukshat and uftah.
Okay, so
you have to look elsewhere. You have to find, yes. Yeah. You have to stop. Yeah. So we've sort of said So when we attempted to extend the concept of shackle staffed vertical, that is, to include more mitzvot into that thing, there's resistance. The Shulchan Aruch says you can't extend it vertically, it's only writing. And even the Ramah, even those who tried the Ramah, there he says, Chachrila, you want to be machmir, but mitzvah din, you can't extend it vertically. What about extended horizontal? What do I mean extended horizontal? Let's talk about Sefer Torah to the mezuzah. That's now, what does Ukshat and Muktafta tell me about Sefer Torah to the mezuzah? For instance, there's a lot to writing, making a Sefer Torah than just writing. For instance, what? Attention. Yeah, but that's not it. I don't know. What about, you know, you have to work the leather, right? The ibur of the leather. That has to be done the Shema, and that has to be done in the shape of the Sefer Torah. Could a woman work the leather? What? That's right, but that's not male-female. I'm trying to get the things that are male-female. Could a woman work the cloth? You have to stitch up the cloth. That has to be stitched up from bottom to, the Sefer Torah has to be stitched. Can a woman do the stitching?
Perhaps. What? Why not?
Hold on. Let me raise the questions, and then we'll ask why not.
I think yes.
Next question. You know, you have to do sirtan on the Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah must have lines.
Yeah.
Can a woman do sirtan? Can a woman make the bottom of a tefillin? You know, the bite of the tefillin for the rosh. It has four compartments, right? In which each compartment, it's made in a particular way with the leather. It has to be, it goes up like this, it goes down, it goes up, and it has to be pressed and compacted. And each, there are four parsha, each parsha goes in each compartment. And the shaliyat gets one long parsha, which is rolled up only in one compartment. Could a woman make the parsha? Or can they make the batik? But so you might say, but wait a second. Shaka Luktaftem doesn't give me a general principle when it comes to extending it vertically, but maybe it does tell me something that Shaka Luktaftem tells me that just if you're not obligated, you're excluded from Sefer Torah to the Mezuzah. Right? It doesn't tell me anything about a general principle that if you're excluded from this mitzvah, you can't do it. Because it's a sukkah, we know you can't. Because that's the resistance. There's this Mishnah that says Ganbat, that a woman's sukkah is a perfect right. But what about in Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah? There is a limitation. We know that. What does it tell you about Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah? Is there a limitation in Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah? Now, on one hand, you say no. It's only Ukshavtem, Ukhtavtem. Nothing else. Problem is that there is a clear halacha in the Shulchan Aruch that says that women can't make the batim of a tefillin. Okay? The women cannot make the batim of the tefillin. So that would seem to be clear evidence that it's not a yukshatim of chataftim, it's also the batim. Okay? It doesn't say anything in Shulchan Aruch about women working, it doesn't say about women working the leather or stitching the thing. It doesn't say. It does say that women can make the batim. Now that's the evidence. What? Now let's read the Aruch HaShulchan. Now that's a very pivotal point. Let's read the Aruch HaShulchan now, and let's see what it says. Yesh gedolim medgolim. Yesh medgolim she'asmut tfirat nashim b'sefer Torah. Dekivan dehatorah paslak tivatan. And came kol tikkunin. Now to watch this. Therefore, we're extending it to all fixings of the Sefer Torah, not only writing. And can call tikkunei Sefer Torah ha-makvin, which are required, must be in the Sefer Torah, psulim kinashim, okay? So psulim bin nashim, I'm sorry. Vatvira makev, but then the stitching of the Sefer Torah is makev. V'raya lazeh mitfilim, the proof text would be tfilim. Right? Shinit ba'er, b'ochayim simulatet, shepsula b'chol tikkunei asiyatan. That a woman can't make the batim, what's necessary, making the batim, a woman can't do it. V'hachinami b'sefer Torah, and that would be the same rule by Sefer Torah, based on that extension. This is brought from Maran Lublin. Rami Adati says, Yesh raya brura lehver. It would seem to me a clear proof to the contrary. Me'aramed the perak aleph minyan ktiva. Chalav sefer Torah tefillin zuzo. When the Rambam discusses the prohibition of writing, he includes women explicitly. She ishak suda mizev tekatuv. The woman is excluded from writing. Peruk shakota. With the perak gimel din. Tetzayim katav minyan tefillin, einosim tefillin, ela Yisrael, shasiyatan kichtivatan. The Rambam says, because making it is like writing, Rambam says explicitly, mitnei hashin, because of the shin. Now the tefillin is unique, the tefillin shel rosh is unique, it has a three-headed shin on one side and a four-headed shin on the other side, that's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. And the Rambam says what? That writing is what? Is that making the tefillin is like writing, because in part of the making there is a ketiva element in the shin that's on the tefillin. She'osim ba'or, the ficha, im chipan hakuti, o tafran psulo, therefore all the making of the tefillin, the Rambam gives the reason why, because the making of tefillin includes a writing element. Anybody who writes can't write them, can't make them. So the Rambam says explicitly, says the Rambam, why you can't make tefillin. It's not that there's something inherently women can't make tefillin. It's that making tefillin includes a clear writing element, and women are excluded from this writing element. Hareisha talah says, Akan l'shalom. הרי שתלה מפני השין שבבתים. ואילולי השין, if it wasn't for the shin, היו מותרים בעשייתם. ובספר תורה, in the ספר תורה, we're working the leather, or stitching it up, is not a right, has no writing element. ובספר תורה, the שין, מותרים בתפירתם. ולכן לא הזכיר דין זה רק בתפילין. That's why the Rambam only mentioned this by תפילין. The chain that the forsher shofanov bochaim, and therefore also, that's why none of the forsher shofanov, but it talks about making the sefer Torah say anything. Ubu yubika, let's continue on, because he represents a very strong voice in this direction. Ubika hadavar lo avin, skipping down to yubet. Ubika hadavar lo avin, I don't understand the objection. Da atu atorah paslach tivat nashim. Rak mishum sheinu mitzuve. Did women, did the Torah exclude women from the writing just because they're not obligated? Because of Akshatim? Hare mezuzah? Remember we said a woman can't write Sefer Torah tefillin u'mezuzah? Hare mezuzah shenashim chayavot v'im kol zeh psula v'chtivata. Even though a woman is obligated, she cannot write. Elegzerat, so third line there in the second column, Elegzerat HaKatuvi, Vahachikana, and Bebele, it's merely a divine edict, which, and this is what it means, Kol She'eno B'ukshatem, anybody who cannot put on tefillin, Eino B'ukhtavtem, Kloma B'shum Ktiva, cannot do writing at all, Amo Sharei Dvarim, Av She'ena Mitzuvim, even though they're not obligated, Nikon Kol Mutaro Lassot. והרי בציצית אין החייבת ומכל מקום מותר להטיל ציצית בבגד. And women are like ציצית, maybe ציצית, even though they're not obligated, nevertheless they can put ציצית on the garment that we just said. כמו שכתבתו, גם אורח חיים סימי דלת. ובלולב אין החייבת ומותרת לגוד. A woman is not obligated, she can tie up the lulav. Who is not obligated, she can put the lulav together. Okay. The making of the film with the shin has a writing element, and therefore it's forbidden. אבל משרי דברים פשיטה שקשר על הסוף. ואנו רואים מנהג ישראל, and we see a common, a prevalent custom in Israel, שאנשים תופרות ספר תורה, and this talks about usually in ההכנס על ספר תורה, the writing of ספר תורה. So the men did the writing, but the women did the stitching. It was a very common custom. who smechim by mitzvah, the women are pleased with this mitzvah, who bring on Yisrael Torah, and the custom of Israel is law. Ve'ein shum makom b'din l'mon am Yisrael, there's no reason in law to protest against it. Ve'nachat ruach u'lehen, and it gives them pleasure. Ve'chein ikar v'din, that's the ikar v'din, l'amiyah da'i, that's Yisrael. Okay, now, by the way, he throws in a lot of comments here. Let me just explain to you what he's doing here. He's fully aware that there are people who object. Fully aware that there are a lot of people who object to women's teaching at the same school. He seems to, so therefore he throws in all this stuff about it's chumra, it's nachat ruach l'nashim, right? And therefore, and it's a long-standing custom, and therefore we should follow that precedent. If, however, you look at the Halichot Beta 12, right, and source 12, Vav, okay, before we do that, go back to the Hey, the second paragraph, Chmochei. After stating that a woman can't write a Sefer Torah, he says as follows, in the second paragraph in 12. A woman shouldn't scratch out any glue that might be stuck between the letters. She shouldn't fix the letter, may look a little split. These are letters that have little crowns on them. The ink is a little rubbed out, she shouldn't fix it. Even though the ode is still clear, the letter is still clear. But if it would be evet, imastakin, yeshlach is kosher. Because these are all not ma'akev, these are all things that are, so he says, but again, he's ma'akev ha'pil. Aruch HaShulchan might well say, okay. Even though these are writing elements, there's more room to be left. But now look at Vav. Yesh lahachmer, one should be stringent, she shall not tefol yiliyot ha-sefer Torah. The woman should stitch up the Sefer Torah. Ubediyeved im tafran, and if she did stitch it up, ve'efshah bakalut la'tirah ve'lachzor le'tofran ha'yidei ish, and it can be easily undone and sticked up again, tzarich la'sor, you should do that, be machmer. And if it's not so that it's not makev for Sefer Torah, it's kosher, because the halach is, then it's kosher. And the chafir, you should be makher to do it to the yotzei kol hadayot. Now, the halacha beta seems to be, let's put it this way, I've seen many, many tshuvot, and it seems to be, was a very common custom that in many, many communities, women on a regular basis did this thing. As we move to the more modern period, the voices of objection seem to rise to the surface. They say, look, there's a substantial group of poskim that say you should be machmir, you should be machmir. And that is the position nowadays. The machmir position is risen to the surface. As machatchila, b'diavad it's kosher. Machatchila, those seem to be the facts. Now I'll ask another question. A woman can write her own book. Yes, she can. Ketuba certainly. But I think it's the fair share mission that can move her. It's illegal then, yes.
A woman can write her
book.
Yes.
No.
I think it's she's writing, she's the sofer. She's really the sofer. I think it's a very shemishly right. Now, let's ask a more fundamental thing. Can a woman put the mezuzah on her door?
I take that. Right.
Now let's try to analyze it.
A man put mine.
What?
I didn't do mine.
Well, of course there's a yes and a no, because otherwise we wouldn't ask the question. Right? The no would be, now what's the problem with the no? Because remember, mezuzah is a problematic situation. On the one hand, they took Shakyamuni, she can't be right with the mezuzah. But on the other hand, she's high with mezuzah. It's really the problem, right? It says, and that's the mezuzah is clearly, it's extended to fill in and say the Torah, but Ukshatim is clearly about the mezuzah. There's no question that she can't write the mezuzah. By extension to fill in, which includes those two parsha that say the Torah, which one? So you're asking what's called the reductio ad absurdum. How could the Torah have required her to put a mezuzah on the door, yet she can't do it? Right? How could the Torah require her to put a mezuzah on the door when she can't, right? So that argument, while I agree that there's a force to it, it's not conclusive because she can't write once again, she's obligated. So you want to say, she's got to get something done, what?
And she can't do it because she can't get into the
center. Suppose you live in a city where there's no motel, what do you do? That type of question, okay, as I said, it's called a reductio ad absurdum question. Moel is also reductio ad absurdum, I mean, and yet you find the moel. So, I mean, you don't, yes. You said, well, your argument, no. So your argument is, no. Your argument is that the Torah argued that essentially you go, but you just said now, it's what the Torah Shulchan would say. The Torah said the Torah only asked Tafta. It didn't ask her anything else. Making tefillin about them is a special case because that's writing. But if it's not writing, it's not usher and it should be mutter. Yeah, that's clearly how the Torah Shulchan would say. No question. But what do you do with the people that say, you know, women of the should make tefillin and look popular? So, and that's my subject. That you would say, but wait a second, even according to those people, that's because they're not obligated in the mitzvah, but here they are obligated in the mitzvah, so even they, right, even the Rabbeinu Tam, who said the women should make tzitzis because they're excluded from tzitzis, he would agree here by mezuzah that she could put it on, because she is obligated in mezuzah, right? So, I will tell you let's read, this is a tshuva of the Abiya Omer, of Ravadi Yosef. Let's see what happens. Yeshua Malko wrote, the Zelashosh. Vita. The Isha, Afo Pisha Chayim, the Mezuzah, a woman, even though she's obligated to the Mezuzah, the Komoko, Eimulon, the Kvoa Batzma, she should not put it on herself. Kamosha Psula, the Kvibam, just as she can't write the Mezuzah, she can't put it on the wall, right? Now, I want you to know that I thought about this and it bothered me no end. But you know what it says in the Torah? It says, Uchtaftam al mezuzot b'tahal. Now, we interpret it as what does it mean? It doesn't mean you should go along with the wall post and start writing on the wall post, right? We learn it as writing a cloth and putting it. But if you learn Uchtaftam, so what were you doing? We're saying Uchtaftam means what? Write it and put it. So there's a head case, so that's what Uchtaftam means. One could argue that the word Uchtaftam, which means write and put, is essentially, what does Uchtaftam, what does the pasuk mean when it says Uchtaftam on the Zazot? What does it mean? Taich. What does the word mean? It means, when we traditionally understand it, means take a cloth. It says uchtaftam ah. We don't do that. It means you write and then you put it. So the word uchtaftam means write and put. So that's what Howard translates it. So that uchtaftam includes two processes, writing and putting. So the hekesh is to what?
Right, but
maybe to the writing and putting.
That would take her out of the
Where does it say a woman has to have a mitzvah? Because it's a mitzvah that she loves money. So mitzvah says she belongs to the mezuzah. So she's obligated to have a mezuzah on the door. But the writing and putting, one could argue, she can't do it. She's obligated to have it there. But to put it there, she can't do it. That's what Yeshua and Malka's arguing. Just as she's been excluded from the chtaftem, so the putting part, which is in swallowed up in the chtaftem, that also she can't do. That's how he's learning pshat. Okay, but you'll see that majority of people don't agree. Ella, she'ikar achibah shel Yeshua Malka, says the Rebbe Avadi Yosef, nireh she'eino muchach v'dibuchach v'dibuchach. It's not required by the Rayato midin tefillin, the Kamala Mundachar, is proof from tefillin. That what? What is proof from tefillin? The Akum Pasul Asad tefillin. That a non-Jew is forbidden to make the tefillin. The Hainu the Tefran, and that includes what? To sew it up. Kamosha Pasul the Kadvan, just as forbidden to writing. The Hachinami, and that's also woman. We saw this in the Vatican, we saw this in the Rav Shulchan. Right? So what would the Aruch of Shulchan have said? No proof! Because tefillin has an writing element to it. That's what the Aruch of Shulchan said. Tefillin is no proof to mezuzah because tefillin has a writing element to it. What did Yeshua mount me? What a proof in tefillin that just as a woman can't write tefillin, she can't make tefillin. So similarly, just a woman can't write mezuzah, she can't put on the mezuzah, put the mezuzah on the door. So Rav Yosef disagrees. Yesh Tidchav, he said, he has a different dispute. He doesn't use the Aruch HaShulchan's distinction between tefillin, which is a writing on it, because the shin of the Yesh Tidchav, the shiny asiyat tefillin, she'en asiyatan b'mar mitzvah. He has a technical distinction. The mitzvah does not end with the making of the tefillin. The mitzvah ends with what? Putting it on. So, אבל כפיית מזוזה, עשאו חכמים כדבר מצוותה. But putting on the mezuzah, that's the end of the mitzvah, putting on the mezuzah. הולו ואין שום מעשה אחר, there's no action after it. ומשמחי צריך לברך על פייתה, that's why we make the bracha, not on the writing of the mezuzah, but putting it on the door. ומשה כתב אגב יבץ, יחום אבן מטרי, בספר מו וקציה, הוא על הטור, וכן כתב החידד, וחידד עצת, the final step of the mezuzah is coming on the door. וממילא, therefore he says, hold the isha chayyabe במזוזה, when the Torah said, you're obligated to mezuzah, what did the Torah obligate her to do? I mean, when the Torah says, you're not, a woman is obligated to mezuzah, what does the Torah obligate her to do?
Just to put it on
the
door.
To live in a house that has a mezuzah? No! The Gemara says, Uchtaftem, al mezuzah beitavet. And the Torah says a woman is obligated to put it in. So the Torah's obligated to put it on her door. What is the obligation? He says the Gemar mitzvah is putting it on your door. That's what the Torah is obligated her to do. Oh, let's try again. Mimei lahol v'isha chayevet mezuzah, rasha'it gam ken lekavah. Therefore, she's also obligated to put it on. Dim lo teva machi, you don't say that. Heyach tucha lasot shaliach levoa mezuzah ben koma. How could a woman, so what would a woman do? She has the obligation to put a mezuzah on the door. So what are you going to tell her to do? To ship in some man, to make him a messenger, to put the mezuzah on her door for her, right? If you hold that a woman can't put the mezuzah on the door, what would you have to do? She had to get a man and appoint him as her shaliach to go ahead and put the mezuzah on the door. You can't make a shaliach for something you can't do. If the Torah obligated you to put a mezuzah on the door, you must have that power to do it. Understand? So the man writes it, but he says, "Uchtaftam." Let's go back to our English. We, the Yeshua Malka said, "Uchtaftam" includes two parts. Includes the writing part and the putting part, right? So the Rashi says no. Because in the putting part, the woman is obligated, because it's a mitzvah that says shalom zaman grama. So she must, if she's obligated to put on the mezuzah, she must be enabled, empowered to do it. It doesn't make sense, he says. Because what would you do? You get a man to put it on for you? How can you put a man to do something you can't do? You can't empower somebody to do something before you're empowered to do yourself.
The other way, what? If she has then she should have the obligation also to make it right.
That's what you would think, but that's exactly right. That is exactly right. You're 100% correct. That is, if I didn't have Ukshakta Mukhtafna, I'd say.
But even with Ukshakta.
No, you can't have a. The Hekesh limits it. Hekesh says, you would have thought that since you are obligated to put it, therefore you should be empowered to write it. He says, no. The writing you get somebody else to do, you buy it, and then you put it. Because the mitzvah is not the writing. The mitzvah is the putting. And that's what you're empowered to do. You know, a priori, if I didn't have the Kshat Mukhtar, I would have said exactly what you said. I would have said, how can you command me to do something when I'm not empowered to do the whole thing? So the Kshat Mukhtar said, no. You're only obligated to do the Gemar Mitzvah. That's what Ovadia said. He said, you're obligated to do that last step. The rest are all called Hachanot. All preparations. The preparations I can get somebody else to do, I can buy it, and I don't have to do this. But if I'm commanded to do that last step, I must be empowered to do it. That's what I'm about to say. Let's go on. What? We went through this. So the question is, what is it included? So the Torah is understood as means of Ketaftan, just the right part. Go on. Let's start with like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom and the extreme last word. The Aleph Lama Tafei. The Im Lo Temahavi. If you don't say that, Heyach, now we're 4 lines from the bottom, beginning. Heyach tuchal lasot shaliach. How could a woman make an appoint a man to be her messenger? Likvoa mezuzah b'koma. To put on the mezuzah in her stead. Mi ika mide. Is there anything? Di'ihu lo matzi avi. That he, that an individual himself could not do. V'shaliach matzi mashve. That the messenger can do. Is there some, if I point the messenger, I can only empower him to do that which I can do best. That's the definition of messenger. The messenger cannot have more power than I am. V'yesh l'chalek, he says that one can make a distinction, but he doesn't go into it. Anyway, shuv ra'iti eretz tzvi, I saw the eretz tzvi from a gentleman by the name of Aryeh Tzvi Frommer, who says, from the Rosh Hashiva Chachmei Lublin of the previous generation, just before the Shoah. Shevi, Masha Katav, Yeshua Malka, and now he quotes Yeshua Malka, who objects to him putting on, who picked out Vareb, and he disagreed with it. Venota lahatil the Isha lekvah ba'atzim mezuzah, and he also leads, say one could put on a roll of mezuzah in Shem. V'chein yira b'shanah t'chuvah dat koi from Rav Kook Zatzal. Rav Kook wrote several shelot t'chuvot, and that includes that Rav Kook holds that way, if I know b'shanah t'chuvah dat koi. The chen, the last two words, the chen nira l'aniya d'dati, if that would seem my own opinion, the dina. And if you look in some of the books, some say yes, some say no. Other books say the woman can. I mean, the general consensus of the postman is yes, the woman is just like the man. Okay. Turn the page. Yes. Why do you do it? Because the oral tradition tells us.
Because the reason the kshat, the reason why we do that is because it's a time thing. The kshat is not a time thing, so that why the kshat.
So then, the mitzvah says she's not from that. So therefore, women are free. Why? From that, we learn. Because that's you're asking. Look, I didn't want to get too deep into it because I'm just asking the other way. Say, women are obligated to zizza, and therefore she's empowered to write it. Therefore, we should learn from that. Women can put on Torah. They're backwards. So look, this is part of the oral tradition about which way to learn. Hekesh. You're learning Hekesh from A to B, right? From Tefillin to mezuzah. Why don't you learn backwards from mezuzah to Tefillin? So even though Tefillin is a mitzvah, they say, we have a Hekesh, Ukshatim Uktaftem. So let's say, just as we're out there in mezuzah, they're down there. How you learn these things is part of the oral tradition. Okay, so you just have to hang in there with Mazal. Yes.
Someone who was an
icon
of Jerusalem Post about a woman mole.
Exactly.
Now, is that permissible?
Let's discuss this a little bit. The cardinal position is no, but the Shaka Papa, yes. And it's very much related to Shaka Papa. There's no question about that. there's no question, and then we have a precedent.
It's a power. It's a power.
And we'll actually even talk about it. I didn't look into it in depth, but believe that there may be next year. It's a good point, because I haven't studied it. The policy is not, but I think that the evidence looks good. But I have to check. I'm just talking off the top of my head, okay? So anything that appears on the tape, it's not reliable. Okay?
That's correct.
She circumcised. The policy seems to imply that she circumcised her son, although, as we'll see shortly, she could have asked somebody else to do it. Look.
Oh, so you're brave?
Okay, let's go on. That's, we have half an hour. Let's finish this section about women writing the girl. Okay, what's the problem? Let's sort of be, okay, let's see what our givens are. And if I asked you to look at Megillah, you'd say, well, Megillah is right. Right? So maybe women ain't right. By the other hand, what? Women are obligated. And it's not Torah, right? It's not Torah, it's not sacred Torah, it's not those parshiyot. So it's not so simple yet. Let's go and see. Okay, so there's two psukim in Megillat Esther that are important to us. The first one says, "Vatichtov Esther hamalka bat Avichayil, u'Mordechai Yehudi et kol tokef lekayemet gemet apurim razon b'shem." Now, there are two things in this pasuk that are important. First of all, it says that Esther and Mordechai wrote. Second thing that I want to bring to your attention is that the Megillah is called what? Igeret. It's underlined. It's called Igeret. Now, source number 16. There's another pasuk, which appears to be called the Megillah. Igeret is a letter. Mamar Esther Kiyam, Divrei HaKoreim Ha'elu, V'Nektav B'Sefer. Okay, now the Megillah now is called what? Sefer. The Gemara now, Gemara Bavli, says as follows. Haitak ktuva besam ubesikva ubeklumus ubekanto. If the Megillah was written with some other inks, which are not Sefer Torah inks, but it's some sort of a red sam or a sikra or kuma. These are all types of inks, non-kosher inks. Al hadiyar written on paper of diphtera, which I think is a reed, sort of a lo yatsa. It's not kosher. Why? Actually, tuva shur, until it's written with a shuvit, that is the Torah script, al sefer on parchment, that's called sefer, ubidyo, and the black ink for kosher and for sefer Torah. So the Gemara asks, source 18, al sefer ubidyo minolam. And the Sefer, and you know, how do you know it? Acha k'tiva k'tiva. We learn out in Zeva Shabbat, k'tiva k'tiva. K'tiva, that's written, v'tichtov Esther Hamalka. Uchtiv, hatam, v'yom alehem baruch, mipiv yikra elai kol ha'dvarim elo, v'ani katav ala Sefer v'dyo. Right? So you see the what? It said that Esther wrote, and it says, that it talks about the writing the sefer with ink. So you see that when it says k'tiva, it's meant to be with ink and on parchment. V'amar Rabbi Chelba, Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Omerav, Megillah nikret sefer. The Megillah is called a book, like Sefer Torah. V'nikra igeret, and it's also called a letter. Nikret sefer. Shim tafra b'chute pishtam psula. It's called the Sefer because if you sewed up the Sefer Torah with flax rather than with sinews, it's pasul. V'nikret igeret, but it's also called a letter, which means that in some aspects it's a Sefer. Sh'im itilbash shloshach u'tekibim. If I put in three stitches, okay, rather than stitching it up, we don't have to stitch it up from top to bottom all the way up. Shema, it is kosher. Gemara has now presented us what we call the zebra. Is, because, what is the Megillah? Is the Megillah really a Sefer Torah? More than you know the Sefer Torah. But it has a few leniencies, like you don't have to stitch it up all the way. Or do we say it's really an Igeret? With certain stringencies, like a Sefer Torah, that has to be on parchment, that has to be ink, right? Has to be, what is it? Is it white with black stripes or black with white stripes? What's the difference? After all, it still looks like it's zebra. The answer is, if I don't know, what do I assume? Because the Gemara tells us in what aspects it's like a Sefer Torah. It's got to be on a parchment, and it's got to have the stitched up with sinews, and it's got to have, it has to have the geo. But it also tells us aspects in which it's like an Igeret, that it doesn't have to be stitched up from top to bottom, only in, say, three spots. So what is it? Is it in conference for everything else? For instance, does it have to ibud l'shma? Do you have to work the leather for the purpose of making it a Megillah? Suppose I worked it to make shoes, and I decided to work, then change it to use now to use. The geo, these are two types of leathers. There's an inner leather and an outer leather, two types, but it has to be written with ink, either on the gvil, I think, which is, well, what is it? I don't know which one is which. Okay, one inner leather or the outer leather, like a Sefer Torah. V'in katva b'mei apsa v'kalkantum shiro. But if you wrote it with mei apsa v'kalkantum, it's kosher. Katva b'shar minei tzivonim psula. But if you run with others, geo, may aksa and kerkanto is chera, that's the geo that's related to the sacred Torah. But if you run with other, like sikra or something like that, it's possible. But tzarech simtut ketoratzma, it also needs simtut, like the sacred Torah. Veina or shalat sabit ibud l'shma. But its leather does not have to be worked for this, for a Megillah. It was written on the yaw, or on a non-worked leather. It wasn't worked at all. O shekat vagoy, or min, or renanju, or a pastor wrote it, psula. Notice, the Rambam says nothing about a woman writing it. The Rambam also states that what? The leather does not have to be worked. Now, this is the first of some things that were not mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara mentioned several things. The Gemara says nothing about working the leather, and when the Rambam says what? On this issue about working the leather, the Rambam says what? It has to be worked, but doesn't have to be worked l'shma. So the Rambam on this issue of working l'shma says, it's kosher, says the Magen Mishnah source number 20, Ve'ein ha'or shalat tzarich ibud l'shma, so the Magen Mishnah, who's one of the major commentaries on the Rambam, ze pashut, it's obvious, shalom niskam ba'ibud, because nowhere in the Gemara do we find that you require ibud l'shma. Ve'ein ha'kesefer Torah ela le'dvarim shishvala, it's only a sefer, it's really one, and you get it. It's really, and you get it, it's not like a sefer Torah. Megillah is and you get it. That's why it's called Megillah. It's a letter. And it's only considered a Sefer Torah for those things where the Gemara specifically requires you to do it like a Sefer Torah. For instance, a lot of interesting questions about putting dots in the Sefer Torah. And can you put dots in the Sefer Torah? Makes it very easy to read. The answer is no, it's possible. A lot of poskim say that you can put dots in the Megillah. There are Megillahs that had two name pictures on it. Right? And many poskim held it as perfectly kosher. You can't do such a thing. You have a Sefer Torah, which might be more interesting.
How about the other Megillah?
but I know other living beings are obligated, which is obligated by rabbinic law to me, by custom.
Around because maybe they did the kala, people might not know, but
be simple and true. Problem is, its use as a sefer Torah. But she wants to write it because in their times, that's how they wrote, that's how you wrote, like Hamashim or something like that. I'm sure she did. Yes? Yes. There are many leniencies about it. It's not possible the way you said it, but it's possible. You're right. There are a lot of leniencies. I mean, you already feel there are a lot of leniencies with Megillah that you wouldn't use with a Sefer Torah, even though it had, yeah. But the rules are not exactly the same, and I'm not an expert, but there are many leniencies. Okay. Question is, a woman writing it, one of those leniencies? Okay, let's now look at the notes. Note Lamed Gimel, which says it's the Aser. Sefer Melechet, see Lamed Gimel on the right hand side towards the bottom? You see where the underlining is? Okay. The line just above. Sefer Melechet Shemayim, and the Sefer Melechet Shemayim is by Rav Bamberger, it's one of the classic Svarim for Sofer Stam. If you want to learn the halacha, this is one of the classic Svarim to learn, and he writes there, Rav Bamberger writes, Al Hilchot Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzah Simcha Dalet, and it's brought in another book called the Shekhet Sofer. The Chamal Mezuzah, Shenashim Chayavot Ba, Va'af Okein Psulot Lekhotvan, Cain b'megila, afapi shechayavot v'kriyata askip, psulot v'katvan. He says that if we're going to say that a megillah is like a sefer Torah, the fact that she's obligated is not extenuating circumstances because we already had a precedent. Mezuzah. So when Chazal came along and set up the obligation to read a megillah and set it up, and they called it a sefer, they set it up to be like mezuzah. Mezuzah is the analogy. Women are obligated, yet can't write. Megillah, women are obligated, yet can't write. That's the analogy. And that's the position of that particular school. Okay? Skip now, we'll skip the rest, we'll skip down to Lamed Dalet. Top of the next column. This is a leaning position. But I should, let me just be a name dropper. Those who hold this way of the strict school is Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Sakat Shabbat Rabbi, and Rabbi Chiel Zilber, who is a prosek in the neighborhood. Okay, now, Lamed Dalet. The Prima Gadim was one of the major pillars of Psak. Okay? And he writes as follows. Kivan the Chayevet, Al Kopanim, Bishmir Megillah, we talked about whether a woman's obligation, but nevertheless, a woman has an obligation regarding so hearing the Megillah. Ubelishkat HaSofer, Simon Chavchet Be'er Dvarav, Ubelishkat HaSofer explained, what does the Prima Gadda mean? That because a woman is obligated, therefore she can write a Megillah. After all, Mezuzah. Right? Everybody knows Mezuzah, it would be the proof against, because every woman is obligated, yet can't write. So he says, no. The shiny Mezuzah. Mezuzah is different. Yechtiba Uchtaftem, Samuch Uchtaftem, there is a specific Gzerata Katuv. Ulechach Shapir Dashina, therefore we clearly can rule, can Doresh, Kol She'ena B'Kshiva, Eina B'Kshiva B'Mezuzah, because there is this Hekesh comparison. Abo Lechtivat Megillah, Lo Shemana B'Kshiva. Nowhere do we, in the sources do we see that it was forbidden for a woman to write a Mezuzah, to write a Megillah. Ela Shatosvat Katvu Sham, B'shem Rabbeinu Tam. The Tosafot wrote in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Dehu adin she'ein isha ogedet lulav. Okay, we have the view of the Tosafot, who says that Pshat Muktaftim allows us to extend it vertically to other mitzvot. Right? Dehu adin she'ein isha ogedet lulav, oset tzitzit, even though they're not studied because they're not commanded. Ava Megillah she chayevet, the Megillah that she is obligated. Shakut Shiva Gam Lechtivata, that a woman can and do indeed write it because she's obligated. Okay, now skip down. Gam Birke Yosef, Rabbi Chaim David Azula, Od Vav, Bishir Brachas, okay, the Sifra Machze Bracha, Mitzadelach, Shirzer, the Chidah, also is lenient. The Rayata, what's his proof? Mimashi Katava Rambam, that was the second paragraph, the other one. Mimashi Katava Rambam, the paragraph made the Megillah Lechatet. She'ein ha'or shalat sikha ibu, the Shema. And we already saw the Rambam says that the leather on which this Megillah is written doesn't have to be worked for a Megillah. The Chatasha Magnishna, the Magnishna states, as we read, the lo lechol davam bedamin the Megillah the Sefer Torah. Not for everything is a Megillah compared to Sefer Torah. Ella the Dvarim Sheish Rava, except for the things explicitly stated. V'hu adin le'inyan k'tiva k'tiva lo dami the Sefer Torah. Lo dami, it's not kind of comparable to the Sefer Torah. Okay, so what is he saying? He says no. It's, in essence, it is a gebet. It's a letter, and only for there only are certain stringencies. But woman is writing is not one of the stringencies mentioned, so it's perfectly all right. The old raya. Continue reading. The old raya in Mashgar Pri Chadash in Katav Megillah b'Simol Yesh La'Achshir. The Pri Megadim, the Pri Chadash, also one of the Pilul Tzav, says you can write the Megillah. You know, lefties have a major problem. They can't be so fair. You have to write with your right hand. But the Pri Chadash holds that a Megillah can be written by a lefty. So you see, there's another thing in which Megillah is not like a Sefer Torah. Did he have an apple gas and got a tefillin camel in the class? So that's possible. Vim came. Yes. Vim came. Who had been the Megillah Shekatva Isha Yesh Lachshir? That's we all right. Now, another person who's in this camp is the Aruch HaShulchan. Turn back to source number 13, which we skipped. In this whole sugya, the Aruch HaShulchan really comes out as a feminist. What? 13. Let's read what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Okay? Got it? Everyone 13? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, he's not finished yet. It would seem from this that perhaps also a woman is possible. Ktiva the Megillah. Avo pisha chayevet ba. Kemosha psula. The Ktiva sevatot vila mezuzah. Avo pisha chayevet mezuzah. One position to bring another position. This is the position of Rabbi Eger, that Megillah is just like mezuzah. That even though women are obligated, she can't write. Okay, v'yesh misha machshir. There are those who are machshir, the Berki Yosef, the chen nireli. That's the way it seems to me, says the Yerucha Shulchan. That's the thing. The bishlama b'sefer Torah tefillin u'mezuzah. There is a gzeirat hakatuv. There is a divine edict in the form of a hekesh. The chol sheinu b'kshira and a b'ktiva. If you're not, you're not obligated to them, you can't write. Umemela the isha ktiva in a kshira tefillin. Ain a b'ktiva gam le'inyan mezuzah. Af sheichayevet. Even though she's obligated, and even though she's obligated mezuzah, nevertheless, this hekesh excludes her. Even the Chana Parsha, he in tefillin, because it's all together with tefillin. I'm on the Megillah, but as far as Megillah is concerned, no Shayazah, there's no Hekish. It doesn't say anywhere that a woman is excluded. V'adah Rabba Kivin Shechayevet Vadeh Dekshera. V'arei Muter Lassot Tzitzit V'sukah V'shofar Avo Bishop Turamen. A woman can make tzitzit, can build a sukkah, can blow, can and shape a shofar, even though she's putter from them. Koshekin Megillah Shechayevet Ba. The Chemi Mevuah is furthermore, this is one of his proofs. Chemi Mevuah Me'atur V'Shabanav V'Ramba V'Chol Aposkim Shelo Iskiru Isha V'Sod Megillah. Nowhere in the Tov, which we know every place a woman are excluded, they say so. But nowhere by the Megillah does it say they're excluded. So, okay, turn back. Okay, coming down to the wire here, 3 minutes left. Okay, now that last paragraph on that page, V'hinei b'lishkat sofer, now lishkat sofer brings a very cute proof. They argue that a woman can write a Megillah, which we actually saw. Raya, la'achshir k'tiva isha b'megillah b'nechtiv, v'atichtov Esther Malka. Esther Malka, it says, she wrote the first Megillah. She sees it's all right. the Gemara Megillah, and that Gemara Megillah lamdu mizeh dinek even the Megillah. The Inan Sefer Udyo. It says, after all, that she wrote the first Megillah, and we learn from Vatikto that it has to be in Sefer and Gio. So you see, that's talking about writing Megillah. And we learn the verse, but it's pretty cute proof. Ula, the Megray Kodesh, Rav Tzvi Safran, in a book that he wrote in Purim, says, no proof. Dacharaya zo, apimashi kshab et mara al zeh, of Zayin al Aleph, the mandan, according to the one who holds, she ishap sula lamul, according to the one who holds, and I told you some of that, but according to the one who holds, that a woman can't circumcise, vachtir, but it says in the Torah, vatikach tzipora tzor, vatikhot et olat benah, it says she circumcised her son. Umeshani, the Gemara answers, no proof. The Amro, the Inish Shachrina. She told some male to go circumcise her son. Or I don't know what the chat is, what?
Why wasn't that written?
It's not her mitzvah.
Why wasn't this
mitzvah? Excuse me. He said that the Gemara understands that the fact that it says that she did it doesn't mean that she did it personally. It can be done. It says, and there are several places in all the Chumash where it says the king did it and the king did that. Pshat is that he didn't do it, that he had someone do it for him. He gave the order. So he says, all Shara prove is that there is a possibility of pshat that you can't prove from the fact that it says that Tzipora did it, that it does not. It could mean that she gave the order for somebody else to do it, and it's as if she did.
There's something else, because there's two issues with this. There's the doing it for thousands of women, and the kids wasn't having it done. So she may not have had to do it, but the kid wasn't having it done. Okay. She may have done it.
You're right on the money.
So there's a whole
You're thing. Right on the money. That's true. They prove that there is, in fact, two mitzvahs. The fact that it says that David HaMelech, it's a famous principle, David HaMelech. And in fact, it says the psukim. If you look at the psukim by Avraham Avinu, it says "Umalta medola psafem." This is "Himolachem kofasal." So it says, and what is it? Circumcise your firstborn. And it says, then another passage says, "All your firstborn, all your sons shall be circumcised." There are two elements to this. And in fact, the Gemara talks about, and there's a mitzvah to be circumcised. They want to prove it from the fact that David HaMelech says, "I'm not going to go back up." Right? And he's standing there naked, and he says, "Am I naked of all mitzvahs?" And he remembered that he was circumcised. So you see that there's a mitzvah in being circumcised. So you may be right. And remember, you have to remember that this is before Matan Torah. I mean, it's a little different. It's true. The question is, what's the nature of the mitzvah? There's a lot to talk out. It's not, the analysis is not clear cut. Okay, but anyway, so let's continue on with this. Bim kein gam kan. Yesh lomar ha-kavana she-tzita le-ish lichto. Okay, let's stop. Anyway, he would argue that there's no clear proof, okay? I should point out that there are many poskim will hold that a woman can indeed write a Megillah. And let me just, it would seem that that is the opinion of the majority of poskim. Just hold on for a second. Yes, the Chaim David Azulai, of Yosef Ta'omer, with the Rebbe of Shlomo Gansfried, we also get to Shana Rehil Lechel Epstein, of the Rebbe Shulchan, and also Rebbe Elezer Baumberg, who's the Jerusalem Rabbinical High Court Justice. Anyway, it seemed a majority opinion. Halacha Lamaaseh, it's not clear. Because what happens in a situation like this is, you have what seems, you have five on this side, right, and three on this side. Now, how do you weigh the poskim, and how do you decide what to do, right? I would say the majority of poskim seem to maintain that the women come out of Megillah and it's kosher. But suppose the halacha is like a three, you know, like a five. Right? It's not such a clear consensus. You're not dealing with what go. 80% on this side and 20-15% on this side. Not like a 5-3 split or normally a person would say to themselves, I want to be sure that I'm doing my mitzvah. It's nice, well, will chalk up another one for women's rights. But, you know, that's not my goal. My goal is to do with Chazal, and I don't know what the halacha is. It's true, right? That's why the Psak halacha is. The Psak halacha is, if you have no, if you don't have another Megillah, yes, you can use the Megillah written by a woman. Because it seems to be that the consensus upon the majority of Poskim, okay, hold that a woman who wrote a Megillah is kosher, and it's different than a Sefer Torah, and it's different than Mezuzah, because it's a Megaris. But I'm also fully aware that there's the other, and all these folks are going to say, no, it's exactly like the same thing. This was from the time. That's right. So when you have to pass in halacha, you have to pass in halacha. If I said it was, you know, an 80-20 split, or I would say, you know, all the big poskim are on one side and a few poskim are, you know, so you can sleep comfortably. As in, we often say, they have to be in Gehenim with the Rambam and the Rikam. Right? But those are rules of Psak, and I'm dealing with poskim, that majority poskim are all the women. That's true. But there's a large minority. It's not overwhelming. It's not, you know, and I'm not talking about, you know, all the great poskim in one camp. And so, halacha l'maaseh, if you're interested, if somebody came to me and said, I wrote a Megillah, a woman wrote a Megillah, and I read from the Megillah, I said, yeah, you're probably Yotzei. But if you ask me whether I or Ephraim would read from such a Megillah, I'd say, kind of hate my head. I'd like to make sure I did it right, right? I have options. I have a lot of other Megillahs around. So, since that decision is between you and your Creator, you can make the decision. I'm just trying to tell you how the post-its tend to Okidoki! See you next week. I haven't yet decided. I didn't have very much time for this. I think we're going to talk about a little bit.